And now, Kindalach, we are starting the fifth chapter of the story of Moshe from Poizna. And we're up to the part. And we're up to the part where Rav Moshe found out who that Jewish student was, and he found out he got to meet him, and he started to teach him about Yiddishkeit, and he showed him how all the things that they're telling him are not true. And the student's name is Gedalia Moshe Gordon. But Gedalia Moshe's professors, the Galochim, when they realized that Gedalia Moshe is going further and further away from Shemad, unlike it was till now, so they decided to punish him. And they showed him hatred and to make him problems.
What did they do?
So they were just being very mean to him. Till now they were being very nice to him, now they started to act very mean. So Gedalia Moshe started to feel that he doesn't belong anymore in that part of the papal academia, the Vatican University. Because, you know, the part which was teaching about the religions, where the Galochim were in charge. And he felt very sad about this, because he liked to learn, and you know, he wanted to come out with a diploma that he learned very well, and he knew that's not going to happen. But he calmed his sadness with his long talks with Rav Moshe, and these talks were a lot of chizuk for him, they strengthened him, and he saw more and more how Yiddishkeit is forever true. During the time that Rav Moshe was waiting to know when the debate will start again with the cardinals, which Rav Moshe used, Rav Moshe and Gedalia Moshe both used to talk to each other, he finished his two courses. He was learning two subjects. The first subject was the math, the science, and that he finished very quickly, and he got the highest mark, the highest title you could get.
But the title
like he got, he was like the Talmud Hashana. You didn't like having your class like a Talmud Hashana.
Was going back.
But now, in the other thing that he was learning, right, and whatever it was, I'm saying, I'm not sure exactly how it works, but he was like the best student, and he got a certificate that he was the best. And the other thing, which is about all the different faiths, all different emunas, all the religions, that which was ran, the science was ran by scientists, by doctors, by professors. The other part was ran by the Galochim. And not only he failed over there, not only that he didn't get the...
There's a fire.
It's on fire. So that degree, whatever he was learning for, that he didn't get, and not only didn't get a good mark, they wrote a very bad mark. And they wrote that he was showing a stubbornness and blindness to the so-called true religion. Now, he was very upset and bitter and angry, but after the fact, he was happy with what he got, that he got in his science, that he got a very excellent student. In the meantime, his connection to Rav Moshe got stronger and stronger, and he actually started to bring more Jewish students who learned in the Vatican academia. And not all these students are actually far from Yiddishkeit. They came from different countries, and they were... And not all of them were easy to influence by the Galochim. Why was there so many Jewish students? You'd imagine that probably the university where the Jewish student would go, the last one would be to the Vatican, right? Especially if you're like Gedalia Moshe, who was from a frum family. Why did you go there? So the reason was like this. Because Yidden were not accepted into any other universities.
Why?
Because the Goyim hated the Yidden. They said, no, we don't want you to learn with us, which was good for the Yidden. But those Yidden who didn't want to learn, so they couldn't really go to a lot of places. And the Vatican, they actually accepted. The Vatican was very happy. Why? Because the Vatican said, come to us, and we're going to... And they had in mind, we're gonna make them Shmad. That was... So the Vatican welcomed them. So that's why there's a lot of Yiddish students over there, and they didn't even have to pay, actually. So whether it worked or not is a different story, but the bottom line, there's a lot of Yiddish students in the Vatican. Now, Gedalia Moshe was the most outstanding, he was the smartest of them all. And all the other Yiddish students, they knew him, and they respected him because he was so smart, and they were all very proud of him. Now, the fact that Gedalia Moshe went back to Yiddishkeit completely made all the other ones also get closer and closer to Yiddishkeit and to be more involved in Yiddish things. And it reached a point that the Yiddish students in the Vatican started to make meetings. And in the meetings, they were discussing ways to bring closer to Yiddishkeit those other students which are further from Yiddishkeit. Gedalia Moshe had a lot of very, very, a lot of certificates that he was very, very smart. He was mamish, completely connected to Rabbi Moshe. And his only thing in life now was to bring those Yiddish students which are far from Yiddishkeit, to bring them close to Yiddishkeit, like a shliach he became. See that? Now, Rabbi Moshe, who followed all this, he was very, very excited. He felt that he had a part in this. And he was very happy. For him, this was the greatest reward for his long stay in Rome. Now, one day, we're starting chapter 111. Rav Moshe got news from the Vatican. What was the news? The news was that the debate is going to start again, and the debate which ended, if you remember, was stopped in the beginning. Was supposed to, because Rav Moshe said it's not fair. So, you know, 1 against 30. So now it's supposed to start again, but this time with different conditions, with different rules, which were a little bit more fair. For example, instead of 30 cardinals last time, this time it's going to be only against 3. But Rav Moshe said it's still not fair. Yeah, first of all, he said, I will never agree to have the debate. This is something that he already also made a condition with before. But they wanted to do it again in a certain hall in the Vatican, which was called the Getschke Hall. And he told him, I already made a condition before that I'm not going to talk to you in a hall that has pictures and tzlamim and Getschkes. And I even wanted the Galochim to take off the Getschkes. And then they agreed. And now you're coming and telling me, you know, it's going to be in this place. Never, I'm not going to be able to join. So this got the cardinals very upset. As a chutzpah, they started to scream. We have to punish this man, Rabbi Moshe, that he should have respect for the church, for the galochim, for the getchkes. And some said, let's stop it, and we're gonna say that it's Rabbi Moshe's fault that we're not having the debate, and we really won. But after thinking, they decided. They're going to listen, they're going to give in to Rav Moshe, and they said, we're going to do it in one of the rooms of the Vatican Library. Rav Moshe said, okay, now there's more things that are not fair. First of all, you started the debate Friday. Friday, I can't stay for long. It's Shabbos. I have to get ready for Shabbos. Another thing is, again, which happened before, who's going to be talk first? The cardinal started to talk in Andrea Cup, one of the cardinals, about how we have to have this debate to show the whole world that the Yidden are blind, they don't know the truth, and they should really become all goyim. Rav Moshe, on his part, he said it's not fair that the Christians are starting. He says we are older religion and we should have the first chance. And again, they started to, the Galachim started to debate between each other if they should shmindel, if they should be mivato to Rav Moshe or not. The more radical ones, they said, we have to close, we're going to announce that the debate is cancelled because of the Yid. And the Christians won, technically. And some said, we have to punish him for his chutzpahdika demands. But again, the calmer Galachim won. And they said, yeah, we're going to do what you said, you could start, it won't be on Friday. Anyway, so the next part of the debate began. This time Rav Moshe was the first one who spoke, and he spoke for 3 whole hours, his first speech, with a very, very nice language. He spoke very well, and very, very logically, he proved how Yiddishkeit is true and is higher and greater than Christianity, and Christianity is all above the Mises. With unhidden pain, a lot of the Christians, the goyim that were there, they said, they admitted that Rav Moshe's speech was a very, very good speech, which was what they were sad that Rav Moshe had such a good speech, because his speech was against their shtusim. But especially the ones that were very, very excited from Rav Moshe's speech was the Yiddish students and the Yiddish teachers in the Vatican University. most of them were under the influence of the galachim, or they were didn't care about Yiddishkeit, and some were like confused. Yeah, Moshe had such a big influence on the Yiddish students, just like and at the same time also on Gedalia Moshe's, he got better, bigger and bigger, and this gave him a lot of nachas. On the one hand, Moshe was very sad that he had to fight and argue with the Christians, and he was a little bit scared that it's going to make them want to fight Yidden now. On the other hand, he was happy that because of these debates, he managed to impress and save a lot of the students in the Vatican, that they were able to get closer and closer to Yiddishkeit. And Gedalia Moshe became the leader of all the Yiddish students, who was very close to Shmadzich, and I became a Baal Tshuva, he was their leader, and he really gave them a lot of chayes of Yiddishkeit. And the parents of a lot of the Yiddish students in the Vatican, a lot of them were what's called assimilated families that really weren't really connected to Yiddishkeit, the parents are suddenly surprised, they're getting letters, and the children are writing to them that they're so into Yiddishkeit, and they said, how could it be that in the Vatican, of all places, that's where they got stronger in their Yiddishkeit? Some of the parents were actually happy, the ones that are more frum. And other parents were very, very upset that their children suddenly became close to Yiddishkeit. One of those families was a family from Sweden, which was completely assimilated. And they actually had a very plan. After they sent their son to the university in the Vatican, they were planning to do something. And now it all changed. What they were planning to do and why it changed, the Mirtz Hashem will continue in the next chapter. Gute Nacht und a Friedliche Purim.